Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us today. Health Talk Radio. This is Donald Snowden, and I am your host. And I hope everybody's had a good week. I hope everybody's been, doing the things that they want to do to fulfill their goals and dreams and keep themselves healthy and keep themselves excited. It's always been, it's always a trying time for different reasons in people's lives and days, and there's a lot of things that are going on in the world. And just really trying to help, us wrap our minds around how we're affected by day-to-day life, by situations that happen. And so just wanted to, talk today a little bit about mindset. And this was brought to me by a couple different reasons. Basically, I was looking at the show called Naked and Afraid. And this show called Naked and Afraid comes on, and it's about people who are, they get dropped off in, different remote parts of the country, and they have to survive for 21 days on nothing. Just the resources, they get to bring one or two things, but they have to learn how to survive off the resources of the land that's there, where they'd be killing animals and eating berries and figuring out how to build a campfire and all of those particular things that go along with it and surviving for 21 days. And then you have to get to a spot where that means you have to swim or hike to a particular area to be picked up if you make it to that 21st day. And I was watching it, and there was a guy on there who looked like Tarzan. I mean, he looked like he would conquer this whole thing. And after getting eaten up by mosquitoes and going through everything he went through for 2 to 3 days, he couldn't do it. He just tapped out. Like, he couldn't do it after 2 to 3 days. And he had a lady who was on the show as well, and she survived and had to do it by herself, and she stayed for about 6 or 7 days. And in her mind, she just couldn't take it anymore, not being able to eat, getting eaten up by bugs, not being able to find food, not being able to have the proper shelter. I mean, everything that you try to do is just like you cannot make it. And then there was a gentleman that they brought on while she was there, and he basically did his 21 days. And one of the things he kept saying, and I think he went through the worst conditions. His whole little campsite that he set up flooded. He couldn't find food for so many days. I mean, he went through a lot by himself. And he just kept saying that, I cannot let my mind affect me. I cannot let this get to my head. I cannot let this get to my head. I got to keep pushing forward. I got to keep staying positive. And that was one of the things that really got him through, was just that level of positivity. And he just said, I cannot let this affect me. I cannot let this affect me. And he was conscious about that. And that's a strong-willed individual. I mean, to get eaten up by bugs every night and to have jaguars getting ready to attack you and just all the stuff that you go through for 21 days in that type of condition, he did it. And it just showed that – and he looked like someone who couldn't fight that way out of a wet paper bag. But he had the mindset, and he did it. And then I look at a situation – that I'm dealing with the guy who is like a manager to me and or coach, supposedly, but he's a really abrasive person and comes off really brash and really cocky, and he just, it's hard to communicate with people like that. And, I've been thinking, like, what do I have to do? Because I can't allow myself to get to a place where I'm losing that battle. I have to stay within my mindset, and I have to understand that I need to take away from what somebody is giving me. So if somebody comes across like an ass, like a true ass, or they really brash, or they're really abrasive, there's still some, we still have to strive to try to find the good in that. And sometimes you get more good out of it, or sometimes you get more challenged out of people like that. A lot of people want to be our friend, and they tell us everything is fine, and they pat us on the back, and they tell us how well we're doing, even if we're not. And so you need those people to show up every now and again and bring that kind of thunder, but it throws you off your game, and it can throw you off your game if you're not prepared to handle it mentally. And so though I give him back what he gives me, I feel like, you know, my mindset has to be strong enough to endure and not be sucked into how people like that are. And that's just how he is. So even if I got upset or got mad, or when I talk back to him the same way, he's not even offended. He don't even notice it because that's just how he is. So I've gotten all of my feelings about somebody who is cocky and is brash and is not very supportive in a sense, but he says he's trying to help, but you don't really understand that because of the way he comes off. And so I'm like, what's the point in me actually getting truly upset and yelling and fussing and cussing back at him when that's just the way he communicates anyway, so he's not even going to be offended by it. And so that means that within my mindset, I have to stay within myself. And so we all get challenged every day mentally, whether it be our own thoughts, which I deal with and struggle with a lot. I'll be the first to admit that. Because we have thoughts of things that happen, whether it be from childhood, thoughts, you know, just memories and just things we've seen. And so that determines how we trust people. That determines how we deal with people, the level that we deal with them on. And when we have people that come across like that, it really can be hard to deal with. But is it more of our mindset that it makes it hard to deal with, or is it just because of who they are that makes it hard to deal with? And I've always been a person, and I've kind of gotten away from this over the last few years, but I always look at everything like it's my fault. And if I look at everything like it's my fault, then I can figure out a way to handle it and figure out a way to deal with it. And that's part of mindset, because if I'm meditating, if I'm listening to positive stuff, if I'm trying to keep a positive outlook and positive mindset, then negative thoughts and things don't thrive well in that environment. And I've kind of gotten away from that, admittedly and honestly. And through this transformation, this healthy body transformation and things that I've been doing, and when you do it a mental and physical and also spiritual and emotional healthy body transformation, not just from the sense of losing weight or working out, but cleansing everywhere. And it's been a challenge. I mean, and just having to deal with certain situations and understanding how your mind affects certain situations, and you think a certain way, and it's probably not even all the way what you're thinking. The situation probably is not even like that, but all we have is our experiences and how we've overthought other situations, or how other situations may have been parallel to that, and we just expect the same outcome. And so our mindset, man, can really get us out the way. And I mean, and I've been there recently. I mean, just it's a day-to-day thing. And it's something that I consciously, you know, been having to work on. You know, I'm working on my physique and my body, and, you know, today being able to go and try on clothes and realize your four sizes smaller than you thought you were, and you've lost weight, you're maintaining your weight loss, you feel healthier, you look better, and, you know, clothes don't fit the same, so you got to do something different. And, you know, I'm just thankful to the people that's in my corner that says, look, this is what you got to do. You can't just thrive in this place. You're not there anymore. It's time to pick it up, time to step it up. And I'm grateful for that, you know, because we don't always have people like that in our corner. They just sit by and say, man, look at that suit he got on. He lost a lot of weight. He looks good, but the suit looks like a damn tablecloth. But not just being funny, but just the fact that somebody's saying, hey, come on, pull your pants. You know, let's do something different. And so that's how I look at this guy that, you know, being kind of crass and being kind of cocky is, you know, there's something good from that. And taking criticism as it comes and knowing how to deal with it, knowing what to do with it, is bigger than the fact of how it comes across. And so for me, you know, my mindset has been something that's been a challenge lately. And dealing with that is one of those things that you just have to look at yourself. You have to deal with it yourself. And there's nobody else that can do it for you. That's the one thing about mindset. You can have coaches and you can have people to help you with your body. You can have people to help you with everything. And you can even go to counseling to get people to try to understand your thoughts. But at the end of the day, your inner thoughts are your inner thoughts. And you have the ability to control them. You have the ability to deal with them. But you also have the ability to allow them to eat you alive inside. And we get into these states of bipolarism or depression, which is kind of another segue, or anxiety, which is kind of a segue into a little bit more of this topic, because we have to figure out in mindset, is mindset affecting the negative mindset, is that causing the depression and anxiety, or is the anxiety and depression the result of a negative mindset? So does the depression cause the mindset, or does the bad thoughts and the bad mindset causes depression, I guess is what I'm saying, or the anxiety, or the bipolar disorder? And that's a hard question to answer, because if you're depressed, you already have a negative mindset. But did you have a negative mindset before to cause you to get depressed? Maybe so, maybe not. But what I want to say is that once you get to those places, whether it be depression, whether it be anxiety, whether it be the bipolar disorder, now you are basically losing control of your mindset. And that's where we don't want to get to. And a lot of times we don't realize how the nutrition that we take in or don't take in affects our mindset. If you have a blood sugar imbalance, meaning that your blood sugar is high or extremely low, you may have diabetes, you may not, because when we talk about blood sugar, that's one of the things that's normally associated with blood sugar imbalance is diabetes. But most people don't know that anxiety, depression, bedwetting, narcolepsy, all of those things, ADD, ADHD, all of those things are defined as a blood sugar imbalance. And when you look at those things, the anxiety, depression, ADD, that also takes you back to mindset. So there are some cases where, a lot more than give credit for, but there are cases where when you look at people who have blood sugar imbalances, that's a chemical imbalance. That's a brain imbalance. So even if you look at an alcoholic deals with a blood sugar imbalance. Alcohol, especially liquor and beer even, because beer is gluten, which turns into sugar because it's carbohydrates. Alcohol itself is the content of sugar. You know, you get alcohol from sugar. And so some alcoholics will drink and be belligerent and be loud and fight and all of that, and then you have other alcoholics who just chill and go to sleep. And so that's how differently that blood sugar imbalance affects them. But their mindset is not the same. And so people who have blood sugar imbalances, one thing we have to do is get the blood sugar balance balanced. And how you balance your blood sugar is chromium and vanadium, and there's some other cofactors to go along with that. So whether you have diabetes, whether you have anxiety, depression, bedwetting, bipolar disorder, ADD, ADHD, narcolepsy, high triglyceride levels, any of those things, that's attributed to a blood sugar imbalance. And so from that aspect, we can fix the blood sugar imbalance and get the mind and give the body what it needs to function on its own. That's one way. That's just one way of looking at mindset. Because once you do that, the mind and the balance, the chemical imbalance or the chemical balance that you have will help with the fact that you have this altered mind state or this altered mood. So that's one part of the pie. The other part of the pie, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago, is chiropractic. And the reason why chiropractic is big, because we have nerves coming out of our neck, coming out of our spinal cord. As you know, we have our spinal column, and then we have all of those branches of nerves that come off. And just imagine if your vertebrae is pushing on one of those nerves that controls the messages to the brain. And the amount of serotonin or the amount of endorphins that are released, those are things that make you feel good. Those are hormones that are released that make you feel good. Norepinephrine, those are things that the body produces to give you a good feeling inside. And so imagine, which helps a lot, because a lot of times our neck, the way our necks are compressed when we sleep, if we don't sleep properly, if we have bad posture, that can cause those vertebrae to press on the nerves in the neck and in the back. And if you're pushing on those nerves, then you can be affecting your mindset because of the fact that that nerve that controls that hormone to give you that endorphin or that norepinephrine or those particular things that make you feel good, if you got a subluxation and that vertebrae is pushing on that nerve, you're not getting that full benefit. And so, therefore, that's causing a mental problem. So not only are we talking about nutrition, we're also talking about chiropractic. And if you got pains in your neck, if you get headaches, those particular things, we go to doctors and we take pills or we take Excedrin and all these other things or even prescription things for headaches, but we don't ever go to a chiropractor and see and get the x-rays to find out if there's some kind of nerve being pushed on. You go to the doctor, they'll do CAT scans and they'll run x-rays and they'll do MRIs. They'll look at your brain balance. They'll look at all these different things. They'll run tests, and then they'll just say, oh, well, you're fine, or let's put you on this drug, or let's do this, or let's have surgery, let's do that. But chiropractic is another way that we have to go and look at it, because there could just be a nerve pressing somewhere. Or nutritional, we have to look at it, because that nutrition, that lack of nutrition, is what's causing you to not get the proper nutrients to control brain balance. And so we find that people who've gone to war, that had the PTSD, a lot of the troops don't get great nutrition. I have several friends that have fought in these wars. And you make it to the chow hall some days you don't. Some days you eat whatever you can eat. And a lot of stuff that's shipped over there and a lot of stuff they eat isn't all the way healthy. There's a lot of snacks. I mean, you look at the boxes that are packed to send to the troops a lot of times. It's a lot of snacks and candy and just fun stuff. And it's great, so you can have a part of home and feel like you're part of something and know that you're not out there on a lone fighting and we're behind you and you eat the things that make you feel good, but they don't carry a lot of nutrition. And so there's not a lot of nutrition being taken. And depending on what you're fighting in that war, you may not have access to food for a long period of time. And so you're not getting a good amount of nutrition. So that aids in the fact of what you see during the war and the things that you go through during war that causes that PTSD and causes that because you've got a chemical imbalance and you got this every day you're fighting for your life, literally. And that's a level of anxiety. That's a level of depression that you can't, seeing people getting blown up beside you. So I take nothing away from just that by itself, but to understand that the lack of a lot of those nutrients, the fact that you sleep and you're not sleeping in a good place, you lean up against a wall and you're not sleeping at all, sleep deprivation can cause mental disillness, mental disorders, or an improper mindset. That's one of the things that they do when they torture people is they make you stay awake, because sleep deprivation will have you hallucinating, and they're hoping through that you'll tell the truth. That alters your mindset. So when they talk about getting rest or getting the amount of sleep, taking nutrients, that's part of what helps control your mindset. Some days we feel like we get up in the morning and we just can't do it today. And we have a lot of those days. And when you have a lot of those days consecutively and you start to have this pity party, which we all have, and we start to tell these stories to ourselves that we're not good enough and why are we here, and I do it. I mean, I'm right there with you. And so that stunts us, but there's a reason why that's happening. And so we have to look at it, and that's what brings me here today, is just to give us some other outlets to look at our mindset. And then also the other big thing with mindset is, what are you putting into your mind? What are you allowing in? And, you know, there are a lot of shows, there are a lot of things that go on in the world, the news, a lot of things that go on that don't positively contribute to our mindset. And although we think it's just, oh, we're watching the news, although we just see somebody fighting, although you see an accident, although you just got into an argument, you think those are surface level things, but they're affecting your mindset. They're subconsciously affecting you. And so we have to be very careful of what we allow and the people we allow to put that negativity inside of us. Or we allow the negativity to get inside of us, but we surround ourselves with it. And that's just like anything else. You surround yourself with something, you're going to smell like it. You may not be part of it or want to be part of it, but you surround yourself with it. So you're guilty as charged as well. And so it's important to make sure that you're filtering the people and the things that are around you that are not conducive to a positive mindset. Also, making sure that we do things that we're passionate about. Do things you enjoy, because that will positively affect your mindset. When you enjoy doing certain things, whatever it might be, and you can do it as often as you can, whether you can make a living at it or not, or whether you do it on the weekend, it's something that your mind looks forward to. It's something that you want to do. And so therefore, you feel good through that process. Even if it's hard, even if it's something that takes time, you feel good through that process because you're passionate about it. It's something you want to do. And that's the point of living the passion that you want, living the dream that you want, doing the things that you enjoy throughout life, so that you can have that good, positive mindset, having the people around you that support that so that you can have that good, positive mindset. And so mindset, a lot of times we look at as a result as opposed to the catalyst of our life. You know, if we have a bad day, it's because we had a bad day. That's what our mindset is. So that's what controlled our mindset, the bad day. The flat tire when you first get up in the morning, spill coffee on your clothes, somebody flicked you off, somebody splashed you, somebody, your boss didn't talk to you the way that you felt like you should, and you get home and you're like, man, I had a bad day, which we use to justify our mindset as opposed to the thought of, man, I had a really challenging day, but I sold another customer, or I got to meet this person, or something great happened. My child did good in school. Some days when there's nothing left that's positive, we've gone through those challenging days or those growing days, and there's nothing else that's positive. We got to go deep in the barrel sometimes to find something positive. And if it's just coming home and hugging your child, if it's just being able to take a shower and wash the day off of you, we got to hold on to that level of positivity to get us through the next day. And the great thing about it is it comes in waves. It's just like anything else. Some days are high, some days are low. The thought is that you can stay kind of in the middle where your days are never, never too low and your days are never, never too high. You can tend to maintain. But then there are spikes where you do something and it's just over the top amazing and you're exuberant and you're elated. And then there's those things that just tear you down, and how you react to those things and how you try to find the best in those things, or what lesson is it teaching you, or what is the good that's coming out of this. You know, I've been dealing with this issue with my truck situation and my truck being totaled, and I'm like, I wonder what good is coming out of this. And right now I can't see that vision because you don't have your vehicle. They totaled it. You're still waiting to get what you need to get from the insurance company to maybe go look at buying another vehicle. I'm going to the chiropractor more often because my body don't feel right from the accident. So it's like, what good is coming out of this? But then when I step back and I look at what good is coming out of it, because, and this may be the whole reason that I unknowingly put myself through this 66-day transformation some months back, because I had to be mentally prepared for what was about to happen. And though it tears me down, it beats me down, it's one of those things that there's got to be something positive in. And so through that level of positivity, I said, like today, man, I'm down 2 pant sizes, you know, 42 down to 38. I was joking. I was like, I ain't worn 38 since I was in elementary school. But you know, to get down and to feel good and to have good, genuine people in your corner that truly care about you, that want to see you do good, and that are here to help you. Like, that's been kind of my saving grace, and that's kind of things I hang my hat on. And what I realized too is you tend to lean on those people more, and in leaning on those people more, it makes it seem like you don't necessarily have control of your mindset, or you're giving more of yourself, or you're a little bit less sure of yourself. Because there are times when we get so low and we just need to lean. If we had that person to lean on, or that person to be there for us, or those people to be in our corner, or things to happen for us, a few good things put together, string together, will happen for you, and it can change your mindset overnight. And it can change your whole demeanor. And so when, you know, as I wrap up, you know, when we look at mindset, we have to look at it from all angles. And if you have, and I see a lot being posted on social media about, you know, checking on friends, checking on family, checking on people you haven't quite heard from. And you have people checking on me, and, you know, it's a great thing. And I feel like we all should do that. But if we're dealing with that, if we are that person, like, I can be that person that's been detached from the world and don't really know why, and you can't really hang your hat on anything, we got to look, just take the time to examine it. I know the story that you're telling yourself is so great right now that you're not good enough and you can't do it, but we can all do it. But we got to look at it. Don't just look at it from the sense of, oh, I'm depressed or I'm down. Look at it from the sense of, man, do I need to go for a chiropractic visit? Do I need to figure out what nutrition I need? Because it could be a brain, it could be a nutritional problem. Do I need to drink more water? Do I need to get a good night's sleep? Just cut everything off one night and go to bed at 8 o'clock and wake up the next day and see if you feel refreshed. So there's a lot of different things we can do. And then having people around you. And when I feel down, I have to find somebody to have a conversation with, or somebody to talk to about, just, it could be about doors, it could be about houses, it could be about anything. But just to get out of my mind and think differently about something else for a minute, that can bring you out of it. And that's a good feeling. So, you know, mindset is one of those things. When I say how is it affecting you, there's different levels, there's different variables. And I hope that something within this talk may have helped you, may have brought value to you. Also may have, if you have family members or friends that are down and you're trying to help them, you know, let's look at it from this way. Look at it from these particular different ways so that we can make sure that we're giving them as much of us as we can and we're trying to really help them. And so mindset, depression, and positive mindset, but more or less negative mindset, it's a lot of different facets to it. And so just going over those few, hopefully that was helpful to some of you. If you have any questions or you want to talk or you need to talk, and I'm definitely, you know, there, call me, you know, 919-599-0916. We can talk through things. We can listen through things. We can talk about nutrition. We can talk about meditation, just a lot of the different things that, you know, you can do to try to snap out of it, because it's not a good place to be if you're not in a positive space right now. And so, you know, I wish all you the best of luck. I hope everybody else has a productive and wonderful week. And we'll be back here next week for another edition of Health Talk. Again, my name is Donald. If you need to reach me, 919-599-0916. You can inbox me. You can make a comment. And you know, I'll respond to it. But all in all, I'm here to help. I devote my time and my energy to have this conversation with myself every Tuesday. That's the one thing I like about Facebook Live, because I'm looking directly at myself. I can see the names pop up, and I appreciate everybody who joins and chimes in. But this conversation happens to be with myself, and if you get something from it, I really appreciate it. If you don't, but you know somebody else who might, feel free to share it. But that's what I'm here for, and, you know, I love the audience to help me get through things as well. So we'll sign off until next week. Hope everybody has a good rest of the week. Peace. Love you.